What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you our preview and prediction video of Oregon and Washington of the Pac-12 Championship. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what you think the score is going to be in the comment section. Also, help me hit that goal of 1,100 subs by the end of November. Look below the description for our tagged products from our shop. Make sure you guys are checking the shop out, as we got a lot of great stuff over there. Get you some products. Christmas time coming up, get you some of that. Also, you can find links to our podcast, website, Patreon page, and our College Football Roundup channel in the description. So check all that good stuff out. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. Excuse me. So we got the Pac-12 Championship. This will be on Friday, December 1st, be at 8 o'clock on ABC. Oregon comes in 11-1 overall, 8-1 in the Pac-12. You look at Washington coming in, they are 12-0 and 9-0 in the Pac-12. That only loss for Oregon actually came to Washington back in week 7. Washington beat Oregon at home 36-33. Oregon missed a game-tying field goal as time expired. But that was a very entertaining game. In my opinion, probably the most entertaining regular season game there was. I just loved everything about that game. It was just constant action, big offensive plays, big defensive plays, just nonstop the whole game. It was great. I loved every second of it. Look at that game. Bo Nix threw for 337 yards and 2 touchdowns, no picks. Penix threw for 302 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. So the quarterbacks were lighting it up. Oregon also rushed for 204 yards on the ground. And you look at those teams, they were very opposite tails on third downs. Oregon was 10 of 16 on third down. Washington was just 5 for 11. But on fourth down, Washington was 2 for 3. Oregon was 0 for 3. And the biggest one, Oregon had the ball just past midfield with barely over 2 minutes to go. It was a 4th and 3, I believe. They went for it instead of punting, trying to pin Washington deep. They missed it. 3 plays later, Penix hit Odunze for the go-ahead touchdown. And it was just, I mean, it was a great game. And then Bo Nix leads Oregon right back down the field. They kick a 43-yard field goal dead center of the field, and they miss it as time expires, and they lose the game. So, I mean, it was a great game, very highly entertaining. I expect nothing less here in the Pac-12 championship. I think it's going to be another one. I think this might be the best conference championship game there is. Either this one or Texas-Oklahoma State, because I think with Florida State not having Jordan Travis and Louisville coming off a tough loss to Kentucky, I don't think that one's going to be very entertaining. I think Georgia-Alabama is very overhyped. I think Michigan's going to kill Iowa, and you know, we'll see what happens with Texas-Oklahoma State. You never really know with the Big 12 championship. But I think that this one is going to be – I think this will be the best championship game there is in the Power 5 for sure. I just think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be highly entertaining, and both these teams are going to be lighting it up. Well, let's go ahead and get into the biggest three factors that I have in determining a winner for this game. Now, this isn't keys to the game for Oregon or keys to the game for Washington if you haven't seen any of our other ones. These are just what is going to be the biggest three factors in determining who wins the football game. And number one for me is the Oregon run defense. Dylan Johnson last game, Washington really attacked that early on in the game especially. They knew Oregon was going to be coming out looking for them to sling the ball around the yard. And Washington came out and they fed Dylan Johnson. He ran for 100 yards against Oregon in week 7. In his last 5 games, he's ran for 80 yards or more. So, starting in that Oregon game, the run defense has really started to come along for Washington. Like I said, in that game, he ran for 100 against USC, which this is USC. But against USC, Johnson ran for 256 yards and I believe 4 touchdowns. So they've really started developing this run game more and more. And so that is the biggest key for me for number one is for Oregon to shut down that run game early on, stop it quick and turn Washington one dimensional very early on in that ball game. That's to me what I think they need to do is to turn Washington into a one dimensional offense, and that starts with stopping Dylan Johnson and stopping him early. Number two for me is the Washington run defense. Last game that these two teams played, Oregon really killed them because, yes, Bo Nix is a very good quarterback, but Oregon came out and they just pounded the ball, and that's what really helped them control the time of possession in that game. I believe Oregon had the ball for 37 and about 37 and a half minutes in that game, which is a lot. They had the advantage at that over Washington. And so a big part of that is they were able to run the football. They ran for 200 yards against Washington in that game. They averaged 5.1 yards a carry. I think Washington's run defense is going to need to get better and shut this team down in terms of the run game. Also make them one-dimensional, but also help them get off the field quicker on defense and keep the ball in their offense's hands, because they have one of the best offenses in the country. Definitely probably the most scary offense in the country, considering Kyle McCord hasn't been great for Ohio State. But, you know, I just think they have so many weapons, and I just think that they got to keep that offense on the field and get Oregon's offense off the field, and that starts with stopping the run for Washington. Number three, I think, is the Oregon secondary. Last game, they allowed 302 yards and four touchdowns through the air for Penix back in week 7. I think that they're going to have to improve, and it's going to be a taller task. Obviously, Oregon lost a few secondary pieces in that game due to some injury. They didn't really return. They had, I believe, both backup cornerbacks in for that one. I know at least one. And so they're going to have to improve on that. Not only that, Washington will have a healthy Jalen McMillan for this game. He did not do anything in the Oregon game. I don't even know if he played. And if he did, I know for a fact he didn't get a catch and he was not healthy at all. But I don't even think he dressed out for that game. I believe he was out in that one. But he's back and he's healthy. Had a good game against Washington State last week. And he's back and just going to be even more healthier, even more time under his belt. And you put him alongside Roma Dunze, and that just makes them even more scary. They were already scary enough. Now that offense is just even better, even scarier, even more explosive. And that could set up some huge problems here for this Oregon secondary. I think they're going to have to be better. They're going to have to play improved. It's going to be a tough battle for them. But if they're able to contain these Washington receivers, keep everything in front of them, I think they could have a pretty solid day. But now on to my score prediction for this game. And I've kind of debated on a score for this one. This one's been a tough one to pick, but I settled on Oregon 37, Washington 31. Oregon is favored by 9 points. I just don't think they're going to win that. I think people are buying in too much to how close to the games Washington's been playing here recently, because Washington, they were stomping Oregon State until they just kind of, you know, flatlined. And obviously, if they do that, Oregon's probably going to kill them. But I don't really see that happen. I see Penix in this offense and this coaching staff rising to the occasion. They've beat Oregon last year. They beat them again this year, and they did very well have a shot at beating them again here for a second time in the Pac-12 championship. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game, but I do have Oregon winning this one 37-31. But that's going to wrap up today's video, today's preview of the Pac-12 Championship. If you enjoyed today's video, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 by the end of November. We're about 15 away, so help us out with that. We appreciate all of you guys watching, and we hope to see you next time.